Good afternoon, and welcome to KILJ's Focus Program. I'm Lisa Grillo. Every Sunday, we bring you an in-depth look at interesting events, news, and information. Memorial Day observance is Monday, May the 25th. Memorial Day originated in the aftermath of the American Civil War as Decoration Day, a time for communities to decorate the graves of fallen soldiers with spring flowers. Memorial Day was officially proclaimed nationwide on May 30, 1868. Retired Union General John Logan organized the first National Decoration Day, serving as Commander-in-Chief of the Grand Army of the Republic, an organization of Union veterans. Logan ordered local posts to honor the fallen on May 30, 1868, by strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country. 1 month later, Congress established a National Memorial Day, although Americans did not celebrate it in solidarity until after the First World War. In 1950, Congress recognized Memorial Day as a day of prayer for permanent peace. In 2000, the president issued a national moment of remembrance at 3 p.m. local time each Memorial Day.
Tomorrow, remember, this is my country and I'm going to do good for it. Just might work. We'll never know unless we give it a fair try. Oh, yeah, and there's one other thing. I'll say tomorrow because I say it every day of my life. God bless America.
Land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above.
Originally, Logan wrote his orders for veterans. He urged them to remember the fallen as long as a survivor of the war remains to honor the memory of his departed comrades. Today, Logan's orders speak to all Americans. He could not have foreseen the destructiveness of the 20th century warfare, yet his guidance offers three practical ways for citizens to observe Memorial Day. Remember the fallen. For Logan, this meant decorating their graves with the choicest of flowers of springtime. Remember their cause. Logan requested that the American flag, which they saved from dishonor, be raised above the departed. Serve their families. Finally, Logan expected that remembering leads to service. Let us in this solemn presence renew our pledges to aid and assist those whom they have left among us, a sacred charge among a nation's gratitude, the soldiers, and sailors' widow and orphan. A few years prior, Abraham Lincoln gave a similar charge, to care for him who shall have borne the battle for his widow and his orphan, to do all which may achieve and cherish a just and lasting peace among ourselves and with all nations. Memorial Day is not just for the government and veterans. It is a day for Americans. This Memorial Day, let us all follow Logan's orders. Cherish tenderly the memory of the heroic dead who made their hearts a barricade between our country and our foes.
Thank you.
The Memorial Day observance in Mount Pleasant begins at 10:30 a.m. on Monday morning at the Mount Pleasant High School gym. The event will begin with presentation of colors by members of the VFW and American Legion Post and Auxiliaries. Avenue of Flags Chair and Honor Guard Commander Dean King is Master of Ceremonies. Reverend Brad Gillis will deliver the invocation and benediction, and the Mount Pleasant High School Band will perform. Thank you for joining KILJ Radio for this week's Focus program. I'm Lisa Grillo. Have a great week.